Welcome to the Mad Cow, Sad Cow show. Moo! We're back. Do I have multiple personalities, I say, looking at myself in the mirror in the darkness? I don't know. I made a plea today with the psychiatrist at the Prince Charles Hospital. Yeah, come get me. Fuck it. I'm going back in a month if you want to come meet me. Engagement, I guess, of a sort. Oh dear, I need to pause. Went and saw the psychiatrist. He's very nice. He's the same guy as I saw last time. And he has given me a script for... I've got to stay on the olanzapine for a while, which I think is a good move. It's actually, I just want to say, I don't know if I'm skiting, but I got to have two psychiatrists. I got one from the hospital and then another one still in the hospital, but never mind. It was good. I felt well seen. And I've got another one that's spelled ARIPIPRAZOLI. And I'm going to be on 5 milligrams and then, I can't read it anyway. So I'm going to start on a lower dose and then go up a bit and then I'll be on the main dose and I'll be on that. And then I've made an appointment with a GP, which is like your family doctor kind of doctor person. For those of you outside of Australia. Oh, what's that? Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, anyway, something's happening. So I'm going to taper off the alprazolam and start on this new medication, which is an antipsychotic. So that would be good, but it doesn't make you put on weight or hopefully want to chain smoke. I feel pretty good, really. I was bitchy to my mom, which sucks, but that's definitely the... come down from the alprazolam at about the 24-hour mark. Huh, I wonder what that was. I think there's going to be more drilling, so I might as well just whack this one up and say another shout out to Jessica, whose WhatsApp messages are sitting there. Darling, I just can't fit messages into my brain right now. But I saw them there, and... I'm going to answer them. Might be tomorrow though, I don't know. Jessica and anyone else who's still paying attention. We have Felipe back at 4 p.m. Oh yeah, I reckon I'll probably end up... I don't know. Maybe I'll be so busy with Felipe I won't want to post. It's really hard to say. But yeah. I'm a bit tuckered. Tuck it out, as Kaza would say. Oh yeah, and I discussed having bipolar with the psychiatrist, and well, I'm basically being medicated for bipolar, so I think they probably agree. I can't go on seeing them though. They've already extended their hospitality further than what they're supposed to. I'm only supposed to get 2 emergency appointments with the psychiatrist, but I'll be going back in a month and that will be my 4th. And that will just be them making sure that I have a GP, which I will by then. And that GP will be, that doctor will be responsible for prescribing this medication from now on. This won't be so hard because it's not over the counter, I was almost going to say, but it's somewhere between this scheduled medication that's impossible for me to get someone to prescribe for me, pretty much. That's the... alprazolam, also known as Xanax, which I have about 30 tablets of the small amount, like a quarter of what I was on before. Anyway, the guy today reckons that I should just stop taking it and keep the ones for later. And I was like, I did try to do that, but I couldn't sleep. So, but we'll see. So that will mean I'll be on 4 pills. So I'll start to rattle. I'm going to be on the I take the lamotrigine in the morning, and I'll also be taking that new one that I spelt out before, whatever that is. And so possible side effects. The main thing is impulse con- no no that's the one that my mum found, and she I should talk about that. Oh god, so many things in my brain. Notepad. Oh yeah, it's in front of me. Do I have it, even have a pen? Oh, okay. All right, I'm gonna write some things down. I was gonna tell you about stopping, and this is good. My mum, after she googled the drug. Maybe this sort of after the doctor left, the psychiatrist. I suppose I could just say it now. When I was in with the doctor, he went to consult the other doctor and technology is great when it works, right, guys? Anyway, stopping my mum. Yeah, so she, so the psychiatrist told me that the main side effect, an internal restlessness, he said. And I already have that, but my mum looked it up and it said impulse control issues. And I definitely don't need more impulse control issues. So I thought it over, but I said to my mum, you really got to pick your hill to die on. Pick your hill to die on. I think I'm swallowing my words. Talking too fast. Fuck a dog. Anyway, I'm glad I stopped her from interrogating him further about the medication, which would be for the purpose of what? Finding another medication that we could look up and have issues with, because everything has side effects. And I am glad that I'm going off the olanzapine. It's only meant to be a short dose medication. All right. So why it was good to stop her was it had already been decided. He'd gone, he'd spoken to the other guy, and fortunately, because I think I have the soul of a bureaucrat now, I was like, okay, once something is done, it's done, bureaucratically. And so I was done. I was cooked. It was over. The only thing that I tried to get was the this care team thing where people will come out and check on me and also will take over all the medical stuff that I need help with. But I'm just going to have to do it myself and with my NDIS care team. So that's good. I'm glad I've still got something. It's just not all official, which would make a lot of things easier if it were. So I'll be, just seeing. Oh man, I'm repeating myself. I'm really tired. Jessica, if you're listening, this is why I couldn't reply to your message. I just want to finish this anecdote and finish up about the doctor for myself for later as well. Oh, I'll be probably listening to myself at triple speed if it's available. Okay. Mum really wanted to interrogate him. And I said, Mum, you really got to choose the hill that you want to die on.